Whosoever thou shalt confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Now listen, church. Think not that I come to send peace on the earth. And this is Jesus speaking. If you look at your Bibles, it's in red. He said, think not that I come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bind every foul demonic spirit in hell that may try to rise up and prevent your word from coming out right now, God. I ask you to loose your Holy Ghost Spirit and anointing upon me, thy servant, God. And place your words inside of my mouth, that they be not my words, but thy words. In the name of Jesus, open the hearts and ears and eyes of the people here today, that they may receive from you, dear God, the good word in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that if we deny him, he will deny us. Hallelujah. And if people want to turn around and say, well, isn't God this and that and the other? And isn't Jesus about this, that, and the other? But he clearly states that I came not to send peace. Do you understand? Why? Because he said, I come to bring what? A sword. What does a sword mean, church? A sword means war. A sword means that we are going to war against the enemy. And he's telling you straight up, yes, I gave you a father. Yes, I gave you a mother. Yes, I gave you a son. Yes, I gave you a daughter. But guess what? Those are the things that I gave you, thus saith the Lord. You shall not serve them more than me. Hallelujah. You should serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great God of and the only one, there shall not be no other God other than Jehovah God. You understand me? The Bible clearly states that the enemies, it says, will be those, a man's foes shall be those of his own household. Why? Why is it the ones of his own household? When I read this, I said, God, don't you want me to love my wife? Don't you want me to love my kids? Don't you want me to love my father and mother? He said, yes, I do, but not more than me. Do you understand that? What happens in churches today? Well, daddy doesn't want to go to church, so guess what? I'm not going to go to church. Well, mommy doesn't want to go to church, so guess what? I'm not going to go to church. Well, the kids didn't want to get up this morning, so guess what? I'm not going to go to church. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. Is your wife and your husband and your children your God? That's what I'm asking you this morning. Are they the ones that you serve, or do you serve Jehovah God? Because God says that he didn't come to send peace, but a sword. And a sword is war. Hallelujah. How many times have you tried to, seems like, and it's in every family, I'm not going to lie, every family including mine, I'm preaching to myself. Amen. I'm still trying to get mine in order and on the right path. So don't think I'm over here chunking stones at you. Amen. But I am going to preach the Word of God the way it needs to be preached. I cannot, or let's say, we cannot love our wives or our husband more than God. We are to love them and respect them and train them up in the way of the Lord. But we cannot, we are not Jesus Christ. We cannot save anybody. Pastor cannot save you this morning. Hallelujah. I can give you the word, but there's only one Savior, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the only one that can save your soul. I cannot turn around. If my wife forsake me and my children forsake me, I've got to pick up my sword to my cross, and I've got to continue on the straight and narrow path. Hallelujah. I've got to do what's right, and I've got to do what God has called me to do. Or the Bible says what? It says I'm not worthy to be his disciple. That's a tough, tough road. This is one of the hardest messages I've ever preached, but I'm going to preach it. Amen. Because I'm sick and tired of hearing excuses from people. Well, so and so is not going to go, so I won't be there. Or someone, I don't want to hear that mess. Okay? If that's your God, then serve them. Amen. If God is your God, then you do what God tells you to do, how he tells you to do it, and you be obedient to what the Word of God says. Do you understand? Amen. Let's go to the next verse. Hallelujah. Go to Revelations 21, 8. In some people's Bibles, it says the cowardly. I like that the way it says that better. It says the cowardly. This one says the fearful. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and what? And all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. He says, but the fearful, but the cowardly. You understand that? Well, why ain't you good? Well, I want to raise my hands in church, but guess what? I'm not going to raise them until sister so-and-so does. Or I'm not going to do it until brother so-and-so does. Or if I see them stand, then I will stand. Or if they do it, then I will do it. Or I don't want to go up and pray over somebody because I'm scared of what somebody's going to say. I don't want to turn around and stand up and testify because I'm scared of what people are going to think. Hallelujah. In Revelations it says, but the fearful, that's the coward. Amen. The coward and the unbelieving. The unbelieving shall have their late part in the lake of fire. And with what? With all liars. You understand that? God isn't interested in your weak, watered down excuses. And, well, I would have if I would have done this, and I would have if this would have happened. And to God, that's a lie straight from hell. Amen?
Come on, man.
There ain't no ifs, ands, or maybes. Either you're hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, he will spew you up out of his mouth. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? You have to be not a coward, but you have to pick up your sword like Jesus. You have to pick up your cross like Jesus. And you have to follow after Jesus. And you can't allow anyone, church, not pastor, not mama, not daddy, not sister, not mother, not nobody, to get in the way of what God has called you to do. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. The title of this sermon is, we cannot please men, but we have to please God. Do you understand that? If we would focus on pleasing God as much as we do each other and one another, we wouldn't have a problem. But we're too busy trying to look all good and fancy for our neighbor. Or we're too busy trying to play the part of something that you truly ain't. Do you understand that? Or I'm good and you're not. Or my religion, as we heard this morning, is better than your religion. And I'm more holy than you're more holy. God ain't interested in all that garbage. Do you understand me? The only thing he's interested in is, are you picking up your cross? Are you following after him? And are you suffering for his name and carrying a sword at anything that steps in your way? Hallelujah. It doesn't matter who it is. Well, you chop them up and you get them out of the way. Get the devil up out of the way. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Because the cowardly and the fearful will have their part in the lake of fire. I do not want to stand before God, hallelujah, and him tell me, well, how come you didn't use this sword? What is the sword? Amen. The word of God. Why didn't you use the sword that I gave you? Why didn't you do what I told you to do? Why wasn't you obedient to what I have commanded you? Well, I was too busy trying to please mommy and daddy. I was too busy trying to please husband and wife. I was too busy trying to please my children that you gave me. Hallelujah. What does the Word of God say? We read it in Matthew. If you deny me, I will deny you. I didn't come to give you a family, hallelujah, to where it's going to be you're going to follow them. I gave you a family to love and lead them to follow me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Do you see that? But we get off track and we turn around and we concentrate more on what God has given us. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Praise God.
And we focus on the gifts that he's given us instead of him, who is the one that gave us all things. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's go to the next verse. Praise the living God. It's going to be Mark 3:31-35. I got something to show you. Everybody says that my wife and my husband's my kids. I'm going to show you who your brothers and sisters are. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you who your mama is. Because the way you're thinking it is, I'm going to show you right now, it's not. Read what Jesus said when they told him about his mama and his family. You ready?
Amen.
There came then his brother and who? His mother. and standing without, sit unto him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek thee. And he answered, saying, Who is my mother or my brother? And he looked around about him, which sat about him, and he said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same as my brother, the same and my sister, and my mother. Do you understand that, church? He had his mother and brother that were outside of the camp. And the ones that were around him, Jesus said, Behold, my mother, my brother. Those that what? Those that do the will of God are my family. That's who your family is. Hallelujah. That's the ones that your mother, that's the ones that your brother, that's the ones that are your sister, and you only have one father, and that's in heaven. Hallelujah. He was explaining to these people, look, the children that I give you, the family that I give you to raise them and train them up in the way of me. But listen, they're coming against the time where the time is going to come where the enemies will be those of your own household. And then that's where you got to turn around and look and see who really is your brother, who really is your sister, who really is your mother. And that's the ones that behold, as Jesus said, behold the ones, here's my mother, here's my brother, here's my sister, the ones that do the will of my Father. That's my family. Hallelujah. And if you ain't a part of that family, then get out of the way, because I'll take the sword of God and I'm going to chop you up and get you out of my way. Hallelujah. Nothing should stand in between you and Jehovah God. Hallelujah. One God, one Father, and that's the way it's got to be. Do you understand? God says, you're either with me or against me. And that's the way it's going to be. There ain't no middle line and all this, that, the other, and I'm holy and I'm righteous. No, you're either on the winning side or you got the sword drawn against you. You follow me? Hallelujah. Praise the holy name. Who is my mother, my brother, my sister? Those that do God's will. Hallelujah. I promise you. Hallelujah. When you start serving God, you'll see the enemy raise his ugly head right up in your own house. You'll see the ones you love the most come against you. You'll see the ones that you love the most turn around and try to direct you into a different path. To try to take you over to the way of the world. To try to distract you from receiving what Jehovah God has got for you. You say, well, didn't you give me these people? Yeah, I gave them to you. But I'll show you like Jesus showed you. I'll show you who your true brother, sister, and mother are. Amen. We are a family, church. This is your family. These are your mothers. These are your sisters. These are your brothers. Hallelujah. God is your father. Don't call me father. I ain't your father. I'm your brother. I'm your brother in Christ. I'm a servant of Jehovah God who He uses to turn around and to bring forth the Word. I'm no better than nobody else. Hallelujah. It's not me, but it's Him that speaks through me. And don't ever get that confused and try to raise or glorify me. Don't do that mess. Lift up the name of God. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let's go on to the next one. Praise your holy name. This is my good one. I like this one. A lot of people don't want to hear the word. They don't want to hear the truth. Amen.
Amen.
What would Paul say? For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I please men, I should not be a servant of God. Hallelujah. This morning, am I here to please men? Am I here to please you? Am I here to tickle your flesh and make you feel all warm and bubbly? That is not my job. My job is what? It's to preach the Word of God. It didn't come from man. It came from God. It came from His Holy Spirit. And I am what? I'm a servant of the Most High God. Hallelujah. When you walk out of this church and you begin to preach the Word of God to other people, you know what you say? It's not me. I didn't receive it from man. No man taught it. But I'm allowing the Holy Ghost to speak through me because I'm a servant of the Most High God. Do you understand that? Don't be a people pleaser this morning. Hallelujah. The people that you're trying to please ain't going to get you into heaven. Do you understand that? The wife and the kids and the family and the brothers and the sisters and everybody, can't not one of them people get you into heaven. Do you understand that? There's only one that you better worry about pleasing. Now I'll show you something. Pastor was guilty of it. Worried about making everybody in the church happy. Worried about pleasing this one and that one and this one and that one and that one and this one. And God said, wait a minute. Slow down a second. He said, well, you want to be a servant? You want to be a slave to all mankind? To a multitude of people? Or do you want to be my servant to one? Hallelujah. Because man, you're not going to please them. Woman, you're not going to please them. Family and friends, you ain't going to make them happy. Because they're human. And they're always going to want more and more and more and more and more. But when you say, look at here, what I need to focus on is pleasing God. That's what we need to stay focused on. To be servants of God. To be pleasers of God. And guess what will happen? When we put God first, everything else is going to line up. Everything else that you over here worried about and concentrating on and trying to fix in your own kind of way. Hallelujah. Louis testified this morning. He said, we didn't have the money. We didn't know where we was going to live. Hallelujah. We didn't know where we was going. We needed a home and we didn't have the finances. And he has Brother Lupe that's in a chair with him and his mama that's in a wheelchair. And guess what? God turned around and had a place for him to live with the wheelchair access. Amen. When you put God first, hallelujah, you ain't got to try to make a way because God's already got the way. Amen. When we learn to serve God and we learn to please God, we learn to do what God wants us to do, we don't have to concentrate on this world and all of its garbage. We can say, you know what? The only thing I need to focus on is pleasing God. I don't have to worry about the light bill. I don't have to worry about the water bill. I don't have to worry about the mortgage payment. I don't have to worry about any of these things. I don't have to worry about the job. Why? Because the job is not my provider. Say it. It's not my provider. Who is your provider?
God.
Hallelujah. You keep that in your mind. You understand me? Mama's not your provider. Daddy's not your provider. The kids, aunt, and when you need the money, the bank. Well, let me go to the bank. The bank ain't your provider.
Social Security is not
her. Social Security is not her provider. Ooh, say it loud, brother, if you're going to say it.
King Jesus.
King Jesus is my provider. Amen. I don't have to worry about a thing. Do you understand me? While everybody's going crazy off in their own little world, worrying about this, that, and you know what I got to say? I ain't got to worry about none of that. Only thing that the Bible's telling me I need to focus on is pleasing Jesus. Pleasing God. And I guarantee you, that's a full-time job.
Yes.
If you really love God and you're really trying to please Him, that'll take enough of your focus. You won't worry about anything
yes.
else.
Amen.
We all the time over here trying to fix somebody else's problem. I'm going to fix your problem. And Chris, I'm going to fix your problem. And Pat Porter, I'm going to fix your problem. And Michelle, I'm fixing your problem. Well, who's fixing your problem? Because there's a splinter there, a splinter there, a splinter there, a splinter there, and there's a whole big old 2x4 right here. How in the world can we worry about fixing somebody else's problem when we got our own problem?
Yeah. But ask God, He'll fix it.
He will fix it, but you got to put Him first.
Exactly.
You got to put it first.
Exactly.
Not the wife, not the brother, not everybody else. Woo. Because guess what? You will focus on trying to fix everybody else's problem and trying to be there for everybody else. Then guess what the devil will do? He'll have you so focused on the wife and the kids and the bills and everything that's going on. Then guess what you done took your eyes off of?
God,
you done took them off of. And the whole time you think you're just really, ooh, I'm really doing God's will. I'm really a man of God. I'm really taking care of. Man, where is God? He way over there where you left him. You understand?
Right.
Amen. Yes. Some, I only get one or two amens. Some of y'all ain't liking that. But I'm gonna we'll go to the next one.
That's right.
Well, God, you're seeing your name as your co-pilot. He's with you all the way.
For the ones that don't like it, we'll see. Amen. This scripture is for you. A stone of stumbling, a rock of what? Offense. Even to them which stumbled at the word, being what?
Disobedient.
Whereunto also they were appointed. You see, the word of God is a stumbling stone. The word of God is. And it's a rock of offense. Why? Because they're being disobedient. When you serve God, hallelujah, and you do what God tells you to do, when you're in a church, guess what? It should be yes and amen. Hallelujah, praise the living God. That's what I'm talking about, Pastor. That's what I need, Pastor. That's what I need. But guess what I get? Oh, Pastor was talking about me, and I'm hurt my feelings, and I'm fixing to leave the church, and I'm going to take everybody with me. Yeah, well, take yourself right on up out of here. Amen. Because this church is going to speak the truth. Amen. He is the truth, but he's also a rock of offense. Hallelujah. He said, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. I come to bring a sword. Hallelujah. I'm not here to make peace. Paul said, I'm not here to please people. I'm here to please God. Hallelujah. I'm not here to make buddy-buddy with you. I'm here to turn around and preach the word of God 100%, hallelujah. If you ain't going to go all the way, then sit down and let somebody else do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God. I'm not going to stand before God, and you better not stand before God and end up with the fearful, the cowardly. Hallelujah. Don't be a coward. Stop it. Pick up your sword. If it offends them, then guess what? That's a rock of offense. I can't help it. Take it up with King Jesus. Hallelujah. Get yourself straight. It won't hurt your feelings. Amen. Want a church that's going to sugarcoat it? We got them all around, Coolidge, I promise you. All around. This one ain't going to be that. Find out one or two solid people up in here that's going to serve God and scream and shout hallelujah. I better have two rivers than a whole church full of phonies. Amen. Don't like that old hypocrite backbiting, devouring, and do it my way or I hit the highway. Well, get on. Amen. We got to preach the truth. Amen. Preach the truth. Who is going to be our family? We are each other's family. We are each other's family. Here is your sword. You going to be a coward or you going to pick it up and use it? Amen. You going to let somebody stand in your way or you going to pick it up and turn around? Thus saith the Lord, great God Almighty, hallelujah. The only one that you need to worry about pleasing is King Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Turn it down a little bit. You know I get excited. You don't want to. Don't rock at me for preaching.
You're looking for prayer, Pastor.
Listen to me, church. The time has come where we have got to be serious about God. We can't allow anything or anyone to stand in our way. Do you understand? The devil is trying to place roadblocks to get you confused and dazed and get your mind focused on your... Now, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. What good does it do to worry about your house, your bills, your car, your furniture? What good does it do to worry about all that stuff and then die tonight? What good did it do you?
None.
But if you was worried about pleasing God and you turned around and passed away tonight, guess what you'd say? Hey, I got it going on. Why? Because I had my mind focused on what it means to me. Amen. I had it on Jesus. Amen. I had it on the right one. Amen. He was taking care of me. He's my provider. He's my love. He's my peace. He's my joy. He's my happiness. He's the one and only one that I got to please and make happy. Amen. And I promise you, when your brothers and sisters, if they're your true brothers and sisters, they ain't going to be tripping over that rock, but they're going to be marching right beside you with their sword, talking about, amen, and thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to stand together as a family, and we're going to fight the enemy. That's what I told my sister. I said, call your pastor. Call him. It doesn't matter what time it is. I'm here for you. Amen. I'm here for you, and I'll fight for you every step of the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got your back. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus has got mine. He got yours. I guarantee you, together we will get through it. ain't a demon or devil in hell that can prevail against us. We got to walk in victory. We got to walk in victory this morning, church. We got to stay focused on what matters most. Mama's going to die. Daddy's going to die. Everybody got to have their day. But Jesus done died and rose again and sits at the right hand of the Father. Forevermore. Hallelujah. He'll always going to be there for you. Amen. They can't wipe him out. Even when they tried, he turned around and rose from the grave. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
Thank you. Danielle, have little Chris play something. Go ahead and put something on. Says, if you love anyone more than him, you're not worthy to be my disciple. Not worthy to be my disciple. And who is your true brothers and sisters?
Those
that do the word of God. Amen. It's that simple. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to open the altars. And if you need prayer, go ahead and come on down and get you some prayer. Amen. And I'd ask that the rest of the church, if you will, to remain silent. And if you do have to leave, then leave, but be quiet when you do. We're going to be praying for people. Amen.